Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah. Okay, welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Lizzie on the phone. Now, what do you need, Liz? Lizzie, Mermaid Lizzie. She needs...
Where were we two years ago,
she wants to know. She's tailgating someplace in Georgia right now, and...
So you're getting a phone call. You're getting drunk dialed by a mermaid before a football game.
It's Florida Georgia football game. That's where you're at, Lizzie. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Okay. All right. Well, you enjoy yourself. Have a shot on me or a shot on your dive buddy. I don't know, something. Just have fun, okay? And we'll connect a little bit later on. We'll talk to her on the air. We will. Yeah, I got to take
drunk
care of business.
Drunk dialed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
God bless her.
That sounds like sounds like Mermaid Number One,
hello.
Right there. Anyway,
up the list.
Mermaid Lizzie,
with a bullet.
She will be at the DEMA show, representing our crew next week.
Oh, good. And there's no reason for her not to be drunk at 4 o'clock in the afternoon while she's at DEMA.
Well, you got to give her credit. She is on a strict exercise regimen to, build up her liver muscles. And make sure that they are in proper shape for the DEMA show. Because, like I said,
should perhaps leave the drinking to the professionals. That's what we call Captain Cocktail.
Is that what we did?
Yes.
Yes, and he is on the line. I believe he's at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show too.
He is. In the background, there's a fishing instruction going on in the background.
Ah,
so we can learn to fish while we hear from.
Oh, that's
Captain
always
Cocktail.
That's a bonus. Jeff, how are you, buddy? Are you there?
Hey, good talking to you. Listen, I'm getting some fishing tips in the background. Can you hear them?
I do. I hear, you're getting hooked, or you're hanging out with hookers or something. I have one of those.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's the usual thing, yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, by the way, who is she rooting for, Georgia or Florida?
She's rooting! Woo!
And that's all that matters.
Who?
Yeah, we don't
just
know.
Rooting. She's just rooting.
It doesn't really matter. Well, we're gonna give her about 20 minutes or so, see if she's awake.
It is the world's largest cocktail party.
That's what they say. That's definitely what they say. All right. And the second largest cocktail party is right there in Fort Lauderdale at the boat show this weekend, right? And that's where you're hanging out, appropriately enough?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Yes, it is.
All right. Obviously,
a bar every 10 feet.
Yeah, the cocktails are flowing. Obviously, I can tell already. Captain Cocktail is in fine form. But you've got a lot of great news to share with everybody. That's why you're there at the boat show, and you're going to be doing this in DEMA next week, right, Jeff?
Yeah, we're hanging out at the Guy Harvey Outpost booth. We had the distinction and honor of being selected for Florida, one of the dive outfitters for Florida for Guy Harvey Group, and we're proud to have that and be a part of their whole program because a lot of what they do meshes with what we do. They're very conservation minded, and we're just glad to be here with these guys.
Yes. Well, now when you say you're a Guy Harvey outfitter, that means they can go to South Florida Diving Headquarters and get fitted properly in Guy Harvey garb? No, that isn't what it means. What does it mean exactly? Explain.
Only you, Greg.
Yeah, well.
No, it just means that when they select you, you're an operation that is in tune with what's going on for conservation, and you're all about conservation and obviously ecotourism. They have, I don't know if you've talked to Neil yet, but they have places all over the world that they've selected that they hand pick from different countries in the world, and they set up Guy Harvey Outpost, where it's an adventure. It's basically an adventure with ecotourism.
Right. Yeah, it's a certain level of quality as well. So when you go and you book a Guy Harvey Outpost resort, you can expect a certain level of service and quality dive operation and that kind of thing. And, yeah, we haven't talked to Neil yet because he has a big announcement he's going to share with us on the show regarding that. But how it affects you guys, is this like an immediate thing for South Florida Diving Headquarters here in Pompano Beach, Jeff? Or does this go into effect like the first of the year or what?
No.
Right away.
We're already set up. We're right now negotiating with a couple of the resorts here for lodging. I think we almost have the deal done, but we're already a dive outfitter for Guy Harvey's group, and we hope to have the lodging set up here shortly. I think we're working with a Marriott or either the Beachcomber in Pompano Beach.
Nice. Well, beautiful properties. That's where I stayed, was the Marriott last time we were down there, and it's just first class for sure.
By the way, they told me not to call you to come back.
Yeah, so, I figured.
Something with what you left in the room.
I got a whole list of aliases I'm prepared to use at a drop of a hat, so I'm good. Yeah. Call me Raul.
So we're getting ready to go to DEMA, all of us.
Yes,
and
there's a few.
In Orlando, your backyard.
Well, we're going to have a little bit of a party or two here to attend. There's a thing Thursday night at Sea Dogs Brewery down by Lake Buena Vista. We're going to have a little off-site party Thursday evening, 8 o'clock, with some of the folks from Scuba Nation. You're going to come out there with me, I guess, right? Is that the deal? You're going to assist?
Scuba Nation, Captain Cocktail, and Liquor Boy from Scuba Radio, we're definitely they're going to need to put on extra security.
That's right. Don't forget your cape, Captain. So we're gonna put it to good use for sure. And I'll make sure I wear my morph suit.
Don't forget your thong.
Now, I don't got a thong. I got a morph suit. I'm going to wear a morph suit. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was good he got beeped there. All right, so anyway, I know you were doing some stuff for Halloween last week. How did that go, Jeff? What did you guys have?
Oh, it went great. Finally, Halloween is, we have trouble with weather, obviously, but this year the weather was fantastic. We had like 23 contestants, underwater costume contest,
right,
and a pumpkin carving contest. And I have to tell you, the mermaid won, so we may have somebody that is for your show.
For our pod, you have a nice addition to the pod for us, huh? So she won the underwater costume.
You'll have to do the...
Yeah, okay. I'll have to put her on the casting couch and find out if she makes the grade. All right,
hold on.
Oh, my.
Now, it's not my casting couch. It's Bill's. But anyway, regardless... She dressed up as a mermaid, and that's who won your underwater costume contest last week. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it was cool. She actually took her BC and regulator off and swam around a little bit on the wreck like she was a mermaid. So it was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So that was my third guess for what she took off, too. I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, so I don't know. That just doesn't seem very original. I would want something, if you're going to go do an underwater costume contest.
Why didn't you go as a camel for the dive?
Well, we've been there.
Maybe the problem?
I'm jaded, I guess. Maybe that's what it is. I would want something a little more unique or something you haven't seen before. I mean, were there any other costumes that were a little bit more along those lines?
Somebody went just the color blue. Are you happy now?
And they couldn't find them.
We had the usual monsters, the underwater monsters with the mask. And
right,
the
zombie divers.
And, then we had one guy in a tutu. It had a scuba radio shirt on. I don't have any idea what that was representing. Yeah. But.
Well, Bill, you didn't tell me you were going diving this week. I
didn't know it was a last-minute thing.
Yeah. All right.
And I was already dressed, so I figured, what the hell, let's go dive.
Yeah. But you also did the underwater pumpkin carving contest thing, too. That's what, you had one of those?
No, they got so creative with that. They had one that was a pumpkin eating a pumpkin, and another one that was Cinderella's chariot with the little pumpkins with the wheels. I mean, they got really creative. I was really surprised after seeing the drawings. I was like, nah, that's going to be ugly. And then it was quite impressive.
Well, so they did this underwater? They carved these elaborate pumpkins underwater?
Absolutely. They're allowed to do the drawings on the pumpkins once they reach the marina.
Yeah.
And they're overseen by the judges. They have to draw them themselves. And then they go on the boat, and they actually have to carve them underwater.
How about that? All right. Well, that sounds kind of cool. A pumpkin eating a pumpkin. And, you know, Cinderella's thing. That's pretty elaborate.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Well, kind of, zombie kind of like pumpkin. You know, he's... He's eating
Rain
pumpkin brains.
Coral.
Yeah.
Hey,
Nick, if you want to, there's a great video, Greg. If they want to see it on Facebook,
yeah,
you can go on our Facebook site, South Florida Diving Facebook, and you can see the video. It's really cool.
Well, there you go. All right. Check it out. I'll check that out as well. All right. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
What would you think if I dove in the sea? Would you stand there or dive in with me? Forget all your fears and take a big giant stride and find out what it's like to be free. Ooh, I'll go dive with a little help from my fins. Yeah, stay alive and watch for signs of the bends. I'll go dive with a little help. I'll go dive with a little help from my fins.
We're sorry, but it's just what we do.
I don't
especially.
Know why you changed the first line of that song.
What do you mean?
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Would you stand up and walk out on Greg?
Yeah, you would. And we got a show to do.
That's a good point.
Yeah, see? Hey, by the way,
yes?
We have some new mermaids in training. And they are going to make their debut at the DEMA show, by the way, Bill. And they already have nicknames. They usually just a little kind of the behind the scenes, tidbit for you, for some of the mermaids that we work with here at Scuba Radio. They earn a nickname,
and no one so far has earned the nickname Tidbits. Just saying,
not yet. But there's always you know, there's always DEMA.
Right.
And by the end of the week, it could happen.
Yeah, there's no question.
But we've never had mermaids come into the pod with a nickname already in place. And there are two mermaids that we interviewed last week. And, you know, I started talking to them and found out that they already have nicknames that seem very appropriate. And I thought, ooh, I kind of like this. This could be a new thing. Maybe it may be something that we put in the job description when we're interviewing potential Scuba Radio mermaids. I don't know.
Do you have a nickname which you will be embarrassed of when we mention it to your children years from now?
Does it rhyme with tidbits?
No.
It could.
It could. And that could be a plus or a minus depending on...
They call me Tig Old Bitties.
...what you look like or... That kind of thing. Anyway, these mermaids, one is, her name is Melissa, and she wears glasses. You know, we've had the librarian.
They call
before.
Her four-eyed freak.
No. No. We've had Amy the librarian, because she asked me, she goes, well, you know, I wear glasses. I don't really like taking my glasses off. I said, that's okay. We don't discriminate against mermaids with glasses. It could happen. You know, Ariel, as she gets up in years, her vision's going to go. So, you know, Disney will write in little, they'll put, you know,
Ariel
glasses
lives
on
land now with Prince Eric.
Yeah, and in another 10
now,
years,
I hate to point out,
she'll be
Ariel
wearing bifocals
lives
like everyone else.
On land with Prince Eric. This is a bad example. Go on.
Okay. Anyway, Melissa, because of her glasses, her friends call her Melmo.
Which hey, Melmo.
Yeah, because she has a studious look. It's either that or when you tickle her, she makes a weird noise. I'm not sure. It could be that.
Mermaid Melmo.
We'll find out. I can promise you. The other one is Destiny is her name, but she has kind of like a unique hairstyle. It kind of reminds you of a mop. So Destiny's nickname is Mop Top. So we got Mop Top and Mermaid, or no, Mop Top and Melmo. As the new mermaid team.
Are you sure
in,
they're not roller derby queens? Those are roller derby queen names.
Is it?
Melmo and Mop Top?
Or Mop Top and Melmo. I mean, I don't know who's the lead in that.
That's a good point.
You know, team. But it could be. Roller derby,
Mop Top
diving.
And the Melmos. Melmo and the Mop Tops.
Mermaid Mop Top, Mermaid Melmo. It just kind of has a ring to it, doesn't it? And so anyway, they're in training. And when I mean that, I don't, there's not really much training that goes into being a Scuba Radio mermaid. The training that's involved is that they are going to become Scuba Radio certified divers. I'm going to actually teach them how to dive, and they're going to get their open water certification. All right, so that's how it works. You know, all of our mermaids are either divers already, or we certify them and take them through the process of becoming so.
They're all divers or women who have demonstrated poor life choices.
Well, it's not
maybe
or.
A little column A, little column
it's
B.
Not or.
It's not really an or, is it, Bill? But regardless.
Little column A, little column B.
You know, they could be a diver in training. They could be a dive instructor. They could be a dive instructor trainer, which is like Mermaid Lizzie. Is she on the line now from the tailgate party there at the Florida Georgia game?
I'm here.
Hey, Lizzie.
I believe she was in a very, very loud place tailgating, and she called us from a port-a-john at a football game. That's very exciting.
She has to get her privacy, and you know, it's kind of like a sound booth. That's what we broadcast from is little porta potty sound booths. Yeah, nice ambiance.
I'm here.
How
I'm
are
here
you?
From the largest cocktail party.
Yeah, I've heard about
world.
That. Are you actually swimming in a cocktail, in a mermaid tail? Or
no, and I'm not in a porta potty either.
Okay.
The tailgate I am currently at is very classy. We have our own bathroom and a full barbecue and drinks, parking.
Wow.
It's all here.
Basically, what she's saying, Bill, is suck it.
Yep.
And... You know,
Lizzie has never made the mistake of saying that in my presence.
Well, Lizzie,
and she never will.
You're having a good time, and basically, you're at the game. You are exercising your liver in preparation for the DEMA show next week, right? Is that the plan, or
Absolutely.
Is that the idea?
This is just practice.
This is just practice. You know, it is. It's like a muscle, not really, but you know, it helps to work with your tolerance.
Stop moving your arm like that when you say it's a muscle.
What do you mean?
Need to prepare my liver for next week.
That's right. Yeah, she kind of went into edema last year, not doing so.
Unprepared.
And paid the price.
Oh.
And, hey, no one needs to bring that up.
No. Who brought that up? I didn't hear anything. Anyway.
I have recruited a mermaid here at the Florida Georgia game, and she is more than willing to participate and very happy to do so.
Excellent. Okay.
Now, that's interesting because normally when Greg and I go out trying to recruit mermaids, more than willing is rarely the term that comes to mind.
Yeah.
It's more like screaming and yelling and calling for the police and blowing on their whistle.
Oh, shush. That only happens every other time, Bill. Not every time. So, Lizzie, okay, this girl's name is what?
Ashley.
Okay, and is Ashley, is she a certified diver or
just one of the girl that you met at a party?
I taught a class of dive masters, and she is one of their girlfriends, so she is linked into the UF diving community, and she's a diver herself.
Excellent. Okay, good. Because
she got linked in by her boyfriend or girlfriend who's a dive master?
No, Lizzie is a dive instructor trainer, and she was certifying a class of dive masters. Am I correct, Lizzie?
Correct.
But
Ashley was not in the class. Ashley is the girlfriend of someone in the class, and this is the way they were linked in.
No, she was a friend of the girl. You know, he's old. He doesn't get this new kid lingo. You hear what I'm saying, Lizzie?
Yeah.
See, Bill?
Sure,
get with the 80s, will you, Bill?
You guys aren't getting it right, but
totally.
She is a girlfriend of a former student.
Right. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm painting the picture differently, but it's exactly what I said.
I think we got a bigger cocktail party going on here in the studio the way Bill's talking right now. Pass that over here. I want a sip of that.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Next week for the Dima show. You know, Lizzie's ready. She's preparing her liver accordingly. And, you know, we kid. We have a good time. But I got to say, it is pretty remarkable when you go to the dive show, the Dima show, the Rosen Center Lobby Hotel. If you're not part of the dive industry, you ought to just come out to the Rosen Center Hotel lobby bar during the Dima show because that's where everybody ends up hanging out after the show is done, having a couple cocktails. And you can hear so many amazing stories from some big-time players in the dive industry. It is pure entertainment, trust me. And they can drink like fish. My God, it is scary how much drinking goes on when they don't have to dive. You know, we don't mix the two, but when you don't have to dive and they have a reason to get together and share a few fish tales with friends, you know, they turn the Rosen Center Lobby Bar into the biggest tiki bar in the world. And it's quite impressive. Just a fun time to hang out. We're going to have a blast. And once again, we'll be talking about it next week on the show as we record our show from the show floor, the Dima show, and give you a little taste of what it's like. But if you're in Orlando or in Central Florida, hey, you ought to come on out and, you know, be a part of that, part of the party if you can't even actually get into the show floor if you're not a dive master and above working in the dive industry. That's okay. All right, now coming up here in just a little bit, we got Neil Watson. He has a major announcement to share with us on the show today. He's at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, I believe. It's big news. And you know, anything coming from the dive god is big. But I am looking forward to...
That's what the lady said.
Hey!
Hello!
That's what she said, right. Yeah, there's a major announcement he's going to share with us on Scuba Radio today. You're going to want to stick around for that. It is big, big news for sure. Once again, though, I want to remind you to make sure you go to scubaradio.com. We got a couple things going on with our live aboard trip in January with Explore Ventures. There are still a couple spots left if you want to join us January 18th. Give them a call at 1-800-322-3577. ExploreVentures.com for more info, too, as we go to Sabah for a week, January 18th. Oh. Scuba Pro, the folks from Dive Training Magazine, and, of course, we'll be doing the show as well.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Nothing you can say once the dive is done. Nothing you can do that's quite as fun. Nothing can compare, so you plan your next day just the same. It's easy. All you need is air.
Or nitrox.
All you need is air.
Or trimix, heliox, you know.
All you need is air down there. Air is all you need.
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 You know, I promise that the DEMA show party Friday evening at the Hard Rock Cafe with the Beatles tribute band will be 10 times better than that.
This is how good that party will be. While you are at the party, you will hear that exact same recording and you'll say, Greg, man, that was awesome. That was the best song ever. This is a great party, man.
They didn't suck like you. Something
this
like that.
This is a great song. No, you're going to hear the exact same recording and you will be so drunk you will think it's good.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's possible. The dive god is on the line. Neil Watson, the hardest man in the hardest working man in the dive industry.
Well, that was Freudian.
Hey, now.
How does he know you're the... Wait a second.
What? What do you mean?
Wow, that's hard.
No. Okay, well, anyway.
Oh.
We're having too much fun, Neil. How about you?
Hey, well... Yeah, things are looking up. Yeah.
Oh, brother. Okay, well, you know, Neil, I know you got a big announcement to share with everybody today, so I'm just going to hand it over to you, because this is cool. This is a big thing. I know you've been working on it a while, and it's great to finally share this with the world, or at least our listeners, and what it means to the diving industry and to anyone listening. This is big. This is big news. I love it. Are you ready, Neil?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready, Captain.
Please share with the class.
Well, you know, Guy Harvey and I partnered on some projects a few years ago, and it was very exciting and a real honor for me to work with Guy. I've known him forever. And we've been working on this project. He has the Guy Harvey Outpost Resorts, which is primarily resorts that he brands under his certain brand standards, et cetera. And actually, my office does the reservations and some of the marketing for him. And we had been talking about expanding that into the Guy Harvey Expedition Outfitters. And, of course, me being the diving guru, he approached me about heading up the dive division for the Guy Harvey Outfitters. in the expedition program. So we just put this together and moving forward on it, and we've already got a couple of top properties lined up. You know, South Florida Diving Headquarters, that's a good friend of both of ours, Jeff Terode.
Yep, and Jeff.
Of course, our other good buddy, Captain Slate, you know, with Atlanta's Dive Center down in the Keys. Stewart Cove and Nassau, you know, all of these are world-class operators and people that we're proud to send our customers to. Also have a property down in Galapagos that we're working on, and more to come. So I'm excited about it for two reasons. One, it's an honor to be involved with Guy. And number two, I get to dive in a bunch of cool places, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know how to pick them, that's for sure. But really, these are just all of Neil's close personal friends that happen to be diving legends in the industry to boot. So the cool thing about this is that, you know, when you call up, you know, Neil's operation or Guy Harvey's folks, they're going to funnel you through Neil's network of dive operators, and these are world-class dive operations all around the world. So congratulations, Neil. This will be a great partnership for you. I have no doubt about that. But obviously, Guy knew who to partner with. The Dive God. It doesn't get much better than that. So more parties on the way, I have a feeling. It gives us more excuses to go dive here and broadcast there and that kind of thing, right?
Nice.
Hey, look, you know, we can't do it without Scuba Radio on our side. So, yeah, we'll be doing a lot of diving and a lot of cocktailing and a lot of broadcasting, I hope.
Absolutely. All right, so we got that out of the way, and congratulations once again, Neil. I know you're excited about the DEMA show next week, aren't you? You've been preparing
I had to leave the boat show early to do some running around, getting some last-minute stuff to put the booth together. And we're working on, you know, the collateral materials. And, you know, I absolutely love DEMA and looking forward to it every year. It's a hoot.
Yeah. Now, I know you've been going through some issues with your eyes. You care to share with everybody what's been going on with that? Or do you? Would you rather?
You know, when you get past 25, like I am, sometimes you'll develop cataracts. And a year or so ago, I had one removed and a lens implanted, and of course, I just had surgery like 2 days ago, and they removed the second one, and you know, put another implant. So you know, I've got the vision of a 20-year-old once again. Of course, the recovery is a bit of a pain. You got to put drops in your eyes like four times a day for weeks, and you can't bend over, you can't lift anything over 5 pounds, you know, which creates a bit of a problem. You have to have help in the urinal, man.
Thank you, Neil. Will be here all week.
Oh my goodness, I saw that one coming. All right, so if over the course of the past 2 years you are a marginally attractive woman and you were hit on by Neil Watson, it could have just been his eyes.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No, it's the best pickup line in the world. Say, hey, it's nothing personal, but you know, I've had a little eye surgery here and I need some help here.
Oh, boy.
If you're picking up people in the men's room for help with the urinal.
Hey.
Oh!
Well, no. I freak with the ladies' room. I get thrown out a lot, but you know,
I swear
that's the place. Well, true story. I'm in Houston like 15 years ago at a trade show, and I'm talking to this really pretty girl, and she's going to the ladies' room, and I'm going to the men's room, and I had a couple of cocktails, and so I just kind of follow her into the ladies' room, and I just like, wow. I mean, it was unbelievable. The men's room is like, you know, it's like a ghetto. The women's room, it has lounges, it has all kinds of neat stuff. Most of all, it has beautiful women, and I'm standing there just chatting up some nice ladies and everything, and I guess I must have offended somebody because this lady policeman came in and drugged me out of there and was screaming at me and everything. And I said, look, I said, true story, I said, look, I have a crime to report.
Uh-oh.
And she gets serious, and she says, what is it? I said, look, somebody stole all the urinals in there. She didn't find entertaining, and thank God one of the police who worked the show was also a diver and came over and rescued me and get me out of jail. But
turns out she was a nice enough woman, and her handcuffs were comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuzzy. That's true.
Well, yeah, you know, and Neil has tons of stories like that. Most of them that we can't tell on the air. So you'll have to come out to the Dima show and maybe hang out at the Rosen Center Bar and hear a few more. That's the kind of fun that we know we will experience next week here in Orlando. And Neil, look forward to it. And once again, congratulations on your new relationship there with Guy Harvey Resorts and being their dive partner. That's awesome. And we'll see you next week here in town, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thank you much. And GuyHarveyOutpost.com if you want to find out more.
There you go. GuyHarveyOutpost.com. Perfect. All right. So, yeah, I had to, you know, and maybe that little Freudian slip I had there at the beginning had to do with that cataract thing. I don't know. Was it? Was it purely? It was planned that way, don't you think, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that I planned it from the beginning.
You're a genius, Greg.
Thank you. That's what I was going for. I was waiting for one of you to say
and
that.
And now, the comic stylings of Gregory Holt.
And dead silence fills the room.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Here come a dog buddy, he be breathing so slowly, he swim to the float ball, he not one to linger, he say, I check you.
I kind of like this. This works. Kind of works. You know, kind of has a nice vibe to it, you know. Then it gets kind of creepy here. Yeah, pause this second.
Diving,
yeah. You have to channel Lennon here. Can you feel it? Yeah. Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah.
just know. Grab.
Ow.
That hurt. Yeah, see, that's the noise you make after you hit that note and grab too tightly. But you do what you got to do. All right, Jerry the Diver Guy is on the line. He's down up 888-80-SCUBA. Coming down to the Dima Show there, Jerry, or what?
We will be there.
Excellent. Hey, you're bringing, I would assume, you're bringing a special concoction to help you get through these 4 days of hanging out with the divers.
It's
right?
Cough medicine.
Well, it is. It doubles as cough medicine. Yeah, it'll keep you healthy.
Bring my own spring water.
Bring your own spring water. It's better than a flu shot, this stuff he brings. I don't know, and it's probably more potent, actually, I'm guessing. But yeah, he's from the mountains of, where is it, North Carolina, is that right?
Close enough.
Okay, we'll go, yeah, he can't give an exact location because of, the...
Revenuers.
Yes, one of those.
But,
Jerry, are you looking forward to the Dima Show? I know you are, aren't you?
Can't wait to get there.
Yeah?
Yeah, because right now he's freezing his tuchus off.
Ooh.
It's cold.
Below 70 degrees.
It's below 70 up there in West Virginia. Yeah, absolutely. I got you.
It's nice
So
here.
You're ready to come on down to Florida? Yeah, it's supposed to be great weather this week for the Dima Show in Orlando. So we're talking high 80s, that kind of thing. So it'll be good. Good times.
Short weather
for Jerry the Diver Guy, for sure. Now, you on the hunt for anything diving-related when you're down here? Because you got to
pick up some new business.
Yeah, okay.
New dealers. I need some more dealers. That's what I need.
And more dealers of, what do you mean? Dealers for your moonshine, or?
well, that too.
No, you mean some equipment. For your dive shop.
Different brands.
Got it. Okay, so you're going to go talk to some of the manufacturers and see if they'd be interested in working with you or working a deal to put some of their gear in your dive shop there in West Virginia. That makes sense. Now, we are, we're set on mermaids, Jerry, but I got to tell you, we are, we got this Beatles theme thing going on, and we may get a big blue mega morph suit, and we're looking for someone to play a blue meanie. Are you game?
Have you ever if I got enough spring water, he'd be a wheel.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Enough spring water, he'd be game. And that's all it takes,
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see if we can make that happen. And meanwhile, just bring your best Beatles stuff, and we'll have some fun next week. All right, Jerry?
Sounds good, bud. Can't wait to get there.
Absolutely. Yeah, now he'll help us get through the week for sure. That spring water, ooh, that's some good stuff. All right, and to finish out the show today, Big Wave Dave is there at the Dima Show at the Convention Center right as we speak. He's putting the finishing touches on setting up the Be a Diver pool, I believe. Is that right, Dave? How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. Sorry about the rain. Actually, you're pulling up to the hotel.
Yeah, you're filling up the hotel? No.
No, pulling up. I just finished setting up the pool, turning the heat on. Now I'm back at the hotel.
Ah, okay. So he's kicking back now after setting up the pool.
You set up the pool.
Yeah.
And you're ready. It's ready to go.
Yeah.
And the show opens Wednesday.
Right. It takes time.
You got some time?
Got to heat that water. Yeah, it's cold water.
I could heat that water. You give me two cases of Rolling Rock, and I could get that heated up in half an hour.
I got
98.6, John.
I got one case of spring water from Jerry the Diver Guy.
All
that work?
Well, okay, well, you know what? As much temperature as my body has will be given to the pool, and then I'll just pass out.
Yeah. Dave, are you excited for the Dima Show this week? I think it's going to be a great year. What do you think?
I am great. And by the way, I do other things for Dean besides the pool. So now the pool's done, I can concentrate on other projects like the new product showcase.
Absolutely.
Where you can pick up the new and greatest things.
And besides the fact that he said doo-doo, the new product showcase, that's a big event in itself. A lot of new stuff being debuted here at the show this year, right?
Yeah, we've got five pods. So there'll be lots of stuff on display. Definitely stop by, check it out, and then visit the manufacturers and see about picking up the items.
Excellent. Yeah, so you go through there, you see what's gonna, the new stuff that's making its official debut there for the industry. And we got that. We got the Be a Diver pool. We got a 10 exhibitors are like 20% up over last year so far. This is great. I can't wait. We don't have any drama going on or anything.
And we got Scuba Radio trying to pretend that they're playing Beatles music all weekend, right?
Yeah, well, pretending that we're playing music, period, is a stretch. But we're going to have some fun with this. We got outfits, costumes, and things to cover our faces. And I don't know, you'd be a good Blue Meanie. Yeah, would you put on a blue mega morph suit for us, Dave, and prance around?
You better make sure you bring some love of that spring water along.
Yes, okay. He requests the spring water as well. Okay, we'll make it happen, Dave. See you next week, my friend.
See ya. Tuesday, bye.
Yeah. BeADiver.com. Check out where the Be a Diver pool is going to be after the Dima show. Next week, which once again, we will be broadcasting from the show floor. You'll get a little glimpse behind the curtain of the dive industry, so make sure you tune in for that. Till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody. I got things under here under the sea. These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love you. Now we can fuck you under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.